Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Storm Hillary made landfall in California. State of emergency was declared with flash flood warnings in effect. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports that it triggered flash floods in mountainous as well as desert areas of the state.
The city of Palm Springs typically gets only around 4.5 inches of rain in a year, and it was forecast the area could get 6 to 10 inches from Hillary.
A bit unprecedented. We've had storms before, but never anything quite this windy and rainy at the same time.
Authorities on Monday declared a state of emergency for much of Southern California, with flash flood warnings in effect.
A progressive from outside Guatemala's power structure was resoundingly elected the country's next president on Sunday, despite preliminary results showing a potential landslide for anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo. The attention immediately turned to whether he would be allowed to assume power, as the current administration is trying to suspend his party's legal status. Meanwhile, the presidential race in Ecuador is headed for a runoff in October. Two former lawmakers, Luisa Gonzalez and Daniel Noboa, survived the first round voting Sunday. The contest was darkened by the assassination of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio earlier this month. Chinese stocks hit 9-month lows and the yuan tumbled on Monday as efforts by authorities to revive demand failed to excite investors who are becoming less confident in Beijing's ability to restore momentum in the economy. A smaller than expected cut in a key lending benchmark disappointed markets. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to visit Hawaii's island of Maui on Monday to visit with wildfire victims and island officials. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Deanne Criswell said on Sunday that U.S. President Joe Biden will reassure the people of Lahaina that they will be in control of how they rebuild when he and the First Lady visit the razed Maui community on Monday. President and Dr. Biden plan to visit the historic Hawaiian town and meet with first responders, local officials and victims, and get a firsthand look at the widespread devastation, Criswell told the U.S. television network CNN Sunday. In addition to the people who died, thousands more are still missing. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Netherlands and Denmark announced on Sunday they will give F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Denmark this weekend, where Associated Press reporter Mimi Montgomery says he thanked Danish lawmakers for helping his country resist Russia's invasion.
At a news conference in Denmark, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says training of Ukrainian pilots of F-16 fighter jets is already underway.
We говорили, домовились про передачу дані 19 винищувачів F-16.
His remarks come as he visits the Netherlands and Denmark to finalize warplane delivery deals. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she hopes the first Danish planes will arrive around the new year. The deals, which should bolster Ukraine's air force in its battle against Russia, are happening after a long-awaited approval by the U.S., allowing the two countries to give Ukraine the American-made jets. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For its part, on Monday, Russia condemned the decision by Denmark and Netherlands to give Ukraine the F-16s, saying it would escalate the conflict. Meanwhile, the battlefield situation in the Kharkiv region in eastern Ukraine is, according to Kyiv officials, difficult. But Ukrainian forces are repelling Russian attacks and have regained some territory in the east this past week, Kyiv said on Monday. India's space agency on Monday released images its spacecraft took of the far side of the moon as it headed for an attempted landing on the lunar South Pole just days after the failure of a Russian lander. The Indian spacecraft had been in a race with Russia to be the first to land on the lunar South Pole, a region whose shadowed craters are thought to contain water ice that could support a future moon settlement. The Japanese cabinet will make a decision on Tuesday about the release of treated water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. The information has been coming from a government minister who said a meeting to do so has been scheduled. I'm Steve Karish.